In other words, religion gave peasants power to make sense of the world and to cope with it. And of course, religion meant both Christianity and older mystical and magical traditions that critics tended to call Russian paganism. But it was all for a peasant combined in a rich syncretic mixture. To give you a typical example of this mixture of traditions, when an epidemic hit a village in certain parts of Russia, according to tradition, village maidens would harness themselves to a plow on the edge of town. Sometimes in some villages, the tradition was that they would be stripped naked. This would be, of course, at night. They would then plow 3 furrows around the entire village. And for good measure, they would be carrying icons, why they engaged in this rite that many people considered quite pagan. All of this was part of peasants' power to understand and cope with the world, and quite different from the way educated Russians tended to understand life. Now, in many respects, as observers have noted, as I've been describing, peasant life was imbued with tradition, though critics tended to call this backwardness and superstition and ignorance. Deep religiosity, deep attachment to traditional ways of doing things, including against the advice of agronomists who said this isn't the best way to grow crops. Tradition mattered. And of course, as we've seen before, loyalty to the Tsar, belief of the Tsar as father protector. This didn't, however, make peasants passive and content. On the contrary, in the wake of emancipation and well into the 20th century, there's a great deal of discontent and anger in peasant life. Above all, peasants were increasingly preoccupied with the need for, you've heard it before and you'll hear it again, more land. Many observers, in fact, began by the late 19th century to talk of a desperate land hunger among peasants. And many said this was, in fact, the dominant fact of peasant life and thinking in the early part of the 20th century until 1917, when this dream was actually realized. There are a number of reasons for this land hunger that tell us something important about peasant life. First was the obvious fact, as I've mentioned before, that peasants got only part of the land that they had formerly worked. Some of the very best lands remained in the hands of the former serf owners or individuals who bought the lands up from failing serf owners, which was a phenomenon throughout this period. And peasants found themselves working for wages on lands that sometimes they often had had, and they were remembering this well into the 20th century, that they had before emancipation. Even though they didn't own it, it was their land to work. Now they only had to receive wages to be able to work this land. Secondly, another reason of peasants felt the sense of land shortage was an enormous growth of population, suggesting something about actual improving economic conditions in the countryside. Every family, as these years went on, ended up with less and less land. In fact, from 1877 to 1905, there was a 20% drop in how much land each family on average had. Interestingly enough, in these same years and continuing after 1905, peasants as a whole held more land in Russia. Many landlords simply couldn't afford to maintain their own estates and sold it off to richer peasants. But there were more and more families due to rising population, and as a result, each family had less and less land. Third problem was low productivity. After all, how much land is enough depends on how productive your land is. And there's a number of reasons for this low productivity. Partly, simply nature. Poor soil in many areas, short growing seasons because of the northerly areas of most of Russia. Also to blame was the technical backwardness of the peasant economy. Most peasants still worked with very primitive tools, light plows that very shallowly dug into the earth, not the heavy plows you'd find in Western Europe. Many peasants had no draft animals to even pull these plows. And indeed, one of the most poignant and telling images of how backward Russia's rural economy was were images of an old man, perhaps, together with his son, yoked with the harness to the plow, pulling it through the fields. Also to blame was what many observers of peasant life said were peasants' own errors, their own ignorance, which produced low productivity. Many observers, economists at the time and still, argued that communal agriculture was simply not useful for being creating a productive system on the land. First of all, since your land, due to the redistribution, might belong to someone else, what interest did you possibly have to improve it? You had no incentive. After all, your land would be yours, and 20 years later it would be somebody else's, maybe 10 years later. So why would you adopt modern techniques on your little plot of fertilization or deep plowing or crop diversification, even if you wanted to or knew these things?